Learning should be the Chassid for Shem Chaim Ben Rashi, so Shach Chol Yisrael. So we happen to be holding in a very, very special time right now, minutes away from Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Kisavo, and the Gemara says that we read the Klolos before Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah to make sure that all the Klolos are out before the Yemei Adin, before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. We also happen to find ourselves also the day after Chai Elul. I'm sure everyone here knows that Chai Elul is a tremendous day in Yiddishkeit. We celebrate the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov, celebrate the birthday of the Baal Tanya, and also the Yahrzeit of the Maharal. It's really the Iker day of Pnimes HaTorah. Mamash, we celebrate to be able to understand what it means to be able to live a deeper life, be able to look at the Torah in a deeper way. So hopefully by learning a couple lessons on the Parsha tonight, we'll be able to uplift the neshama of the Baal Shem, the Baal Tanya, and the Maharal. It won't be specifically from them exactly, but the ideas will very much stem in their writings. So we know that Parshas Kisavo talks all about, the Iker thing is it talks about the Klolos. And we know, as we said in Parshas Bechukosai, there's a very famous sefer called Birchas Yeshurin from the Skolya Rebbe of David Yitzchak Isaac Zegatzadeh Kodesh Levracha. And what he does is the whole entire sefer in two Parshias, he does in Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavo, he darshens out each one of the klalas to really be brachas. Everything that happens in our lives, each one of the klalas in the Torah is really a bracha. And that's going to really be our message, to be able to see that everything that happens in our lives really comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Yolech Hashem Otcha, in the middle of the Tochacha, Yolech Hashem Otcha, V'yetz Malkacha, Asher Tokim, Malacha, El Goya, Asher Lo Yedata, Atal, Babasecha, Ba'avad, Sheba'avad, Atosham, Elokim, Acherim, Eitz, V'oven. Hashem will lead you and your king, whom you will have established over you, to a nation unknown to you or your fathers, and there you will serve other deities made of wood and stone. It looks like simple level, looks like a very bad thing. Hashem's going to lead you, and who's ever running your town, running your neighborhood, he's going to lead you to a nation that you don't know anything, and they're going to rule over you when you will serve other deities and made of wood and stone. Comes the Skolya Rebbe in Berachas Hashurin, page Reish Chav Zayin, and he darshens the beginning, the Yolish, very pashut thing, the first three words, Yolech Hashem Otcha, Hashem, the Lord will lead you. And we'll read it inside. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Mad Isa B'Shem, HaKadosh, Rav Baruch HaMezhbish. Rav Baruch HaMezhbish was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. And he says the following idea on the Gemara in Makos. The Gemara in Makos says on Yonam HaBeis, B'derech she'adam rotza leilech molichan oto. Molichan oto. The way that a person goes, wants to go, that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch will lead them. Meaning if a person wants to leave a life of Torah, a person wants to completely cling to the Yetzer Tov, and a person has that real ratzon, Hashem will make sure that he will have a day spent fully with the Yetzer Tov. If a person would like to go in the Yetzer Hara ways, God forbid, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also lead him that way. Mizar Rav Baruch HaMezhbish reads this Gemara. Perish b'derach she'adam rotza leilech b'tmiyah, ela molichin oto, nimsa, ki molichin es ha'adam ba'al karcho. It's not to say that a person is going to be able to go with his Yetzer Hara. The person wants to go, that's the way that sometimes we're going to be able to force him. Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes will force a Jew to be able to go even against his Yetzer Hara. Kodesh Baruch Hu will make sure, person will sometimes be able to go against his grain. Kodesh Baruch Hu will always make sure that a person will always, sometimes they'll fall, but Kodesh Baruch Hu will always be there to pick them up. And this is what the Pasuk says, Yolich Hashem Oscha. What does that mean? Hashem will lead you. She Hashem Yisbarach Havaya. Which is, if you look in the pasuk, we know the Shem Hashem Yudkei Vavkei is the Shem Hachesed, the Shem Harachamim. Hachesed Hu Yolich Oscha. Chodesh Baruch Hu. But the Shem Hachesed, Chodesh Baruch Hu, who's full of Chesed, he will lead you. Ubevada Kishabal Chesed Yolich Oscha. And it certainly, whenever the Baal Chesed will be leading you, Bevada Yolich Oscha Latov. Of course, Chodesh Baruch Hu will always be leading you in the right way, and in the correct way. So that's what the Gemara says. But derech she'adam rotza lechum molichan oso. A person has a rotzon sometimes to do bad things, and a person is sometimes will fall. But at the end of the day, but derech she'adam rotza lechum molichan oso. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what, you're going to fall here. It's no problem. But at the end of the day, everything that's going to happen in your life, it's going to be from me. It's going to be from me. And that's what the midas hachesed. That's what the pasuk says. Yolech Hashem oscha. doesn't say Yolach Elokim, the Shem Hashem for din. Dafka the midah is a chesed. Dafka the midah, the Shem Hashem that represents chesed. Because everything in our lives happens for the best. And the more we realize that everything in our lives happens for the best, the more we'll be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in our lives. How do we do that? How do we see everything in our lives come really to be? So we know that the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha that the reason why all these klalos come to a person is because tachas ashalo avarata as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, these klalos come onto you. Why? Because you didn't serve Hashem with gladness, with joy, with simcha, and with gladness. The Moshe doesn't tell Bnei Yisrael that these klalos will come on you if you don't serve Hashem. Of course, Jews always, they're going to go to Davin Mincha Marv. They're going to be able to go, to be able to learn Dav Yomi. But are they going to be doing it b'simcha? Are they going to be doing it with an energy? Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. Are they going to do it with a tremendous energy? And this is what the Baal Shem does. The Baal Shem says an incredible thing on this pasuk of Tachas Asher Lo Avara Tachas Hashem L'Kachah b'simcha b'tuv leivav. He says, in the words of the Baal Shem Tov, Kekol she'adam mekayim es ha-mitzvah b'chamim asur b'simcha. Anytime a person does a mitzvah and he does it with tremendous excitement and tremendous energy and a tremendous joy, who ole also u'mis'al mimadrega l'madrega. It uplifts him and it uplifts the mitzvah that he does. Meaning, if a person can do a mitzvah, so, but sometimes it can only go up to Shemayim in a certain level. But he does it b'simcha. He does it, okay, right now I want to do this mitzvah because I want to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem has done everything in my life so amazingly. All I want to do is give back to him. And he does it b'simcha. He himself gets uplifted and the mitzvah gets uplifted. V'ilu im adam over as Hashem b'krilos chas v'shom hu alu laredes el shafel ha-madrega. A person daf chas v'shom was serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu just because he has to. And he says, I need to go daven mincha, or I need to say bracha ma'apil. What about saying I want to go daven mincha? I want to go daven bracha ma'apil. It happens to me all the time. I say all the time, I need a bench. I want a bench. I want to thank Hashem for my amazing for being able to have food, to be able to be the amazing to be able to daven mincha. It's all about perspective, and that's the main thing. Sometimes in our life, we think that we everything in our lives should just come easy to us. Sometimes we don't realize that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more we see that we don't deserve anything, and everything really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we'll see that at the end of the day, Yolach Hashem Oscha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dafka there with us every single minute. Yolach Hashem Oscha, the Midas HaChesed, the Shem Hashem that represents mercy, He's always with us. And the Dafka, the number one time to be able to do this, is really in Elul. We know that Elul is the red zone before it's the 2 minute warning before overtime. Mamish, we're going into overtime. And we know the Iker days, Rav Avram Shor brings down Halacha Aliva Tav Shin Samach Aleph on page 256. It says Iker Shel Chodesh Elul. What are the Iker days of Elul? Hema Shabbosos Shel Elul. Those are the Shabbos of Elul, right? As we know, Elul stands for Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li. And we know the Mishnah Brewer brings down that we know this, and also I think I'm pretty sure the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down. So everyone knows the Rosh Tevos Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li is Elul, but the Sofei Tevos. The Sofei Tevos of Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li is Yud 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 and Yud, and the Beis Yisrael said in the name of the Chiddush Harim, the four Yuds in the pasuk Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li refers to the four Shabbosos that are in El. Ki b'Shabbos, in the words of Chiddush Harim, through Shabbos Yicholim Mekabas Siyul Leskabel Asatan Shazem Misugalas Hashabbos Bekochosah, and we know that when a person has the whole goes throughout the whole week. The Iker time to be able to take the Kedusha, the Iker time to take Simcha into the week, Simcha in Avodas Hashem, Simcha in Torah, Simcha in Tefillah, is Davka on Shabbos. Shabbos, we turn off the cell phones. Shabbos, we turn off the laptops, turn off the iPads. Be able to realize to be able to focus on our Avodas Hashem. So now, just to be able to summarize, what we saw tonight. We start off saying tonight that this week was a tremendous, tremendous day, week in Chassidish Torah, especially by the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Tanya, and the Ma'ara. And we saw from the school your rabbi that he says Yolech Hashem Oscha, that it might seem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead you into these nations, but Yolech Hashem Oscha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to bless you with only good things. Sometimes it might look like it's hard in the beginning, it might look like where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in here, but it's really Shem Hashem. It's the Midas and Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. But how do we see in our lives? How do we see in our lives that everything's always from the Midas and Chesed? If we realize that everything that happens in our lives comes from the Bonoshom. And then we'll live our lives b'simcha. And that's exactly what the Baal Shem Tov said. Tachas asher lo avadat Hashem b'simcha v'tu levov. All the clothes will chachas Hashem come upon a person when he doesn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. But how does a person have to serve Hashem b'simcha when he realizes that everything that happens in his life come and her life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? His family, his friends, his job, his shidduch, everything. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Iker time to be able to realize that is the time that we're able to turn off our cell phones, turn off our emails, turn off anything, and be able to focus on our relationship from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And now as we join our Sephardi brethren, as we go in now on Motzei Shabbos, when we recite to say Slichos, and it's not going to be annoying when we have to wake up early in the morning if we don't say Slichos late at night. We're going to do it b'simcha. And sometimes we might be tired, and sometimes we might be annoyed. As Rav Weinberger said this week, we could give a little Mesiris Nevesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam, a little Ani L'Dodi. If we just put a little Ani L'Dodi in, then Be'ez Hashem, it'll be V'Dodi Li, come Rosh Hashanah, Be'ez Hashem, literally, eight, nine days away, Mamash. Yishvi Zocha, Meretz Hashem, it should be a Kesivah, Chesima Tova, a good year of health, a good year of Simcha and Bracha, Lanu, Ulechol, Be'ez Hashem. Have a beautiful Shabbos.